We're here with Charlie Wilmoth of Buck's Dugout, the fine Pittsburgh Pirates blog for SB Nation. Charlie, how are you today?
Great. How are you, Eric?
Very good. So the Pirates are in town for three games, starting on Tuesday with Clayton Kershaw facing Kevin Correa. I know we faced Correa a few times when he was with the Padres. So what's your sort of outlook for his performance, like not necessarily Tuesday, but for this season?
Well, he's been a replacement-level player both the last two seasons. If the Pirates had had all their starting pitching healthy, if Charlie Morton and A.J. Burnett had not had to begin the year on the disabled list, Correa probably would have lost his spot in the starting rotation. He sort of kept it together for the first few months of last season and was certainly a part of the Pirates doing better than expected over that time frame. But he fell apart badly down the stretch. He's a veteran. This is the last year of his contract. I don't think any Pirates fans are terribly excited about him, but he'll be there until both of Morton and Burnett get back.
Yeah. So speaking of pitcher health, Eric Bedard is going on Wednesday. I mean, he's sort of, lack of a better term, sort of a lottery ticket, right? Like, if he's healthy, you guys get all the benefit. But do you think it was a worthy risk for the Pirates to take?
Yeah. For one thing, it wasn't expensive. Off the top of my head, I think it was $4.5 million, which is nothing. I mean, he could pitch 80 innings and still be worth that $4.5 million. 80 innings or 100 innings is maybe like what you might expect from him, what you might project for him given his injury history. But if the Pirates do get lucky and get 150, 180 innings out of him, that could be one of their clearest paths toward a 500 season. And with the Pirates' payroll the way it is, I mean, they're spending a lot less than most other teams are, and they have to embrace risk. And Bedard was a smart way of doing that, and then getting A.J. Burnett as well, who's injured right now, but only because he bunted a ball off his face in spring training, a sort of freak injury. Getting someone like that who's become a durable pitcher in order to help offset the risk of signing Bedard, I think that these are both smart moves.
Yeah. Speaking of freak injuries, Juan Uribe at some point in spring training for the Dodgers, he bunted a ball that somehow bounced off the plate and hit him in the groin, and he missed, I think, 2 days with that. So it's a very, very freak time for bunting in spring training.
It's a good thing that Adrian Beltre wasn't the Dodgers third baseman who did that.
That's right. Oh, and Uribe, like Beltre, does not wear a cup at third.
Oh, that's right. Oh, is that right? Okay.
very odd. So about the Pirates lineup, I mean, we sort of all know about Andrew McCutchen, and I know he signed the extension. How sort of gratifying or how happy did that make you, like, as a Pirates fan to see them lock him up long term?
It's really good. It was something that had been in the air for a long time for obvious reasons, but they couldn't reach much of an agreement. What they ended up agreeing on was basically almost exactly the same terms of Jay Bruce and Justin Upton's extensions. You and I talked earlier about the potential comparison of Andrew McCutchen and Matt Kemp. They're not exactly the same player, but I think in terms of these being players who have a broad base of hitting skills and also a bunch of athleticism, they're players who are likely to age well. And Andrew McCutchen's 25, still the age where he's likely to improve. It's a high degree of likelihood that this contract ends up being a bargain for the Pirates. You never know, but as far as long-term contracts go, this is a great idea.
How is Pedro Alvarez working out at third? Is he sort of the everyday starter? Is he splitting time over there or what?
He is. They are. He officially right now he's the everyday starter. But the Pirates are facing a bunch of tough lefties early this season. He already sat once against Cliff Lee. Clayton Kershaw is another one of those. They face a number of lefties early on in the season. They will probably give him a rest against a couple of those, and Casey McGee will take his place on, or someone else will take his place on those
Great.
days. Sorry. He's Alvarez has kind of been a disaster in spring training. He swings at, I mean, he gets an 0-2 counts all the time and then swings at terrible pitches out of the strike zone. He honestly hit a home run in Sunday's game, but other than that, he has not really looked like he knows what he's doing. So we're hopeful that he can sort of shake the rust off a little bit, but right now it does not look good.
What's your reasonable expectation for this season for the Pirates? Like, not maybe where do you see them finishing, or how many wins do you think this team will have?
I would hope they would at least finish fourth. I think fourth is the most likely projection. If they finish behind the Cubs or the Astros, something very bad happened. They won 72 games last year. I mean, people who are not Pirates fans, I know that people make fun of the AJ Burnett acquisition because it's a case of the Yankees, the Pirates, eating the Yankees trash basically. But he's a really good upgrade in, compared to Correa or whoever they might have put in the rotation in his place. And so I think between him and Bedard, they should be a better team than last year. They won 72 games. I would expect them to win around 74, 75 this year.
Great. Thanks a lot, Charlie. And let's hope for a good series.
Cool. Thank you, Eric.